Teaching the World to Speak Hoosier, Edward Eggleston, on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented by the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information about public radio and public television in Indiana is available at ipbs.org. Edward Eggleston's novel, The Hoosier Schoolmaster, is recognized as a flagship of the regionalist literature that flourished in the United States after the Civil War. Eggleston's 1871 work was innovative for having documented the Hoosier dialect of the mid-19th century. The eldest son of a prominent Virginian, Edward Eggleston was born in Vivy, Indiana in 1837 and spent his early life in southeastern Indiana. Largely self-educated, Eggleston's early career was spent as a Methodist circuit rider in Indiana and Minnesota. Editorial post followed at the National Sunday School Teacher and The Little Corporal, a children's paper to which he contributed stories. It was as editor of Hearth and Home that Eggleston began serializing the stories that would eventually comprise The Hoosier Schoolmaster. He claimed he wrote the novel in the dialect spoken in my childhood by rustics on the north side of the Ohio River. The novel's success parlayed into French, German, and Danish language versions, requiring translators to come up with equivalents for such expressions as, "I'll be doggone." Eggleston's body of work includes many stories in dialect, along with historical fiction and children's literature. In his later years, he devoted himself to a cultural history of the United States and served as president of the American Historical Association. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.